Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Muba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Did I sound convincing? Mm-hmm.
You're winging it too, huh?
You?
I'm okay. I'm over here breaking the doctor's rules. I'm not supposed to have coffee anymore, but I'm sipping a little bit. It's one of those days.
We've been going by pretty fast, and, you know, I mean, I know it would, but it's been going by pretty fast just because the weekend was just one big, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets hectic, man. It's Tuesday already. If I feel like it was just Thursday when we were doing our last show, and it's so right. Much going on. It's like my head is spinning now. So it's like I have to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, but like I always say, and I was just having a conversation with someone earlier that the shows is the highlights of my Tuesdays and my Thursdays. You know, those are like the best things I look forward to during the week because I get to run my mouth. run my mouth, do things my way, and it's just vent. It's like a venting session, and you get to help others as well in the process. So this is like my therapy.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, it's. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned helping others. We have a special guest who has put out a great book that's doing that, and mm-hmm. You know, if some of our listeners haven't picked up on it, we've there's been a lot of Black woman power coming through this month, so and that's by design.
Yes.
You know, we want we want game changers for Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. And we had Miss Nazia on, and now we have Miss Shea Peterson, and it's going to be fun.
Hey,
all
yes.
Right, Queen, what we doing today?
Okay, so this Talk Tuesday, we're going to be interviewing our special guest, Shea Peterson. She is the author of Manifestation Mirror. We're going to talk about what is the manifestation mirror and how it can help us with our healing journey. Just know you can always call in 929-477-1436. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. We're going to get to know her and talk about what she do, how to contact her, and how she is in a journey to help others overcome grief and trauma. And, you know, we are big on mental health here. We do as many shows about mental health and overcoming things as we can. And she is another person I'm glad Hakim brought to the table because perfect guest to do so. So I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
All right. Let's bring her in. Hello, Ms. Shea Peterson.
Well, hello,
how you doing?
Hello, hello. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good.
I'm good as well. I noticed I asked a question with a question, right?
Right.
So I would like to first just tell you guys, thank y'all for having me on, and, you know, let's get it going.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could just introduce yourself to the listeners.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. Again, my name is Shay Peterson. I want to thank the listeners, you know, for tuning in, and thank you to the host and the hostess for having me on the program today. Again, my name is Shay Peterson. I am a young widow. We have a lot of young widows out here. I am a Navy spouse. I was married, lost my husband, and basically was able to sit still and write, you know, this journal to help other people through grief and just a couple of things that they may have had going on, you know, growing up as far as childhood traumas, and get the journal out to help other people. As of right now, I am a freelance writer, and that's what I do most of the time. I write, and I have a daughter in college, a son in the Army, and then I have just one son that's just gainfully employed. So I am a mother of three and a mother of one fur baby. And it's so funny because now I have a grand fur baby. I have two grand fur babies, so I was just as excited as getting the grand fur babies as I was as if it was a regular human being. So that's basically what's going on in my life right now.
Awesome.
Okay, great. And so I know that you mentioned you are a mother. So what I like to always ask our parents out here that entrepreneurs, how do you balance?
You know, I try not to get straight into, you know, but this is just me. My balance comes from prayer and meditation. I mean, literally, prayer and meditation. And a lot of people take prayer and meditation and think that, you know, you are going into a closet and you're praying. You could simply, you know, sit and write and pray and meditate. And meditate on what is coming, you know, out, you know, on the outpouring of the page. And my children are young adults. So they've actually helped me, you know. So juggling, I don't have to juggle because they are young adults now, you know. So I don't really have to do much. I just, again, I pray and I meditate. I talk to them when they need me, you know. And you know, as parents, we also, you know, we speak life over our children. And I most definitely speak life over my children. So I can, I truly can, as they say, let go and let God, you know.
Okay. Well, tell us about your book.
Yes, so Manifestation Mirror. You know, I don't know if any of the listeners have seen my promo video where it just gives a little snippet of how the Manifestation Mirror came to fruition. Years and years ago when we lived in San Diego, California, we were at a different church, and I would find myself, I would get up in the mornings, and I would go to the mirror, and it's just like I said in the snippet, that God met me at the mirror every morning. And I didn't realize it at the time, you know, how I was, you know, really being down on myself, because you just don't recognize it, you know. I don't look good in this outfit. Oh, my hair is, you know, too thin. Oh, look at my teeth. You know, like just those little things that we do, we nitpick at ourselves, you know, without really, I mean, it's like conscientiously knowing why. And one particular morning, I was really down, you know, and I went to the mirror, and the verse, you know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, just kept coming to me. And then my husband, he was a huge fan of Dr. Maya Angelou, and he would always tell me I was his phenomenal woman, and I couldn't see that, you know. And so it's like God just, he just kept saying that to me, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, you know. And that is when I looked at myself in the mirror, and I actually began to look at myself like, oh, I'm fearless. I'm fearful. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wait a minute. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, God took his time and he made me, you know, and I'm perfect. This is the way he meant for me to look. He meant for me to have full lips. He meant for me to have, you know, chinky eyes. He meant for me to have big cheeks, you know. He meant for me to have all of these things that I would just, I tell you, I would go to the mirror and tear myself down. And then back then I began to build myself up privately. And let's fast forward to 2018. You know, I don't really want to get into the particulars, like, of my husband's demise, but November the 30th of forever has changed our lives, you know, my family's lives, because, you know, we lost my husband that day at 5:10 p.m., you know, and I wasn't there, you know, to be there to be able to say goodbye. And so, you know, I went through my mourning, you know, and I still mourn. Just this morning, we were all saying good morning in our family text, and I'll get back to what I was saying. We were saying good morning in our family text, and normally I'll shoot like a sunshine emoji, and I sent a picture of my husband smiling because his middle name was Rashine, and we used to call him Sunshine because his smile was just so bright. And so, you know, like I said, I still have my days where I'm just like, wow, you know, he's actually gone. And so just me going through the grief process, the mourning process, of course, going through mourning is you have to mourn to heal, okay? Mm. You have to. If you don't mourn, you cannot heal, because whatever you sweep under the rug, no, it stays there, and then it gets trampled down, you know, and then you have to kind of dig it up, and it doesn't feel good. This is how my childhood traumas were. So just remembering my husband's voice saying, you know, you need to write, you need to write. And I wanted to write a book about losing my husband. And it just, you know, it just came to me, it's time for you to write The Manifestation Mirror. It's time for you to help other women manifest their true, you know, inner selves, to, you know, to themselves. Like, you know, we as a people, as a culture, are already beaten down. And I don't mean to talk races, you know, but we're already beaten down because we don't see our image as beautiful. You know, we didn't see our image as beautiful growing up. We always saw, you know, other beautiful actresses or actors that wasn't, you know, our skin tone. And so, you know, we got it tough to say the least. You know, I don't know if y'all can agree or disagree, but, you know, now those things are changing. So this manifestation mirror helps women. Doesn't matter what, you know, what your ethnic background is, but it helps women and men. I found out find my book helpful as well, because it makes you look at yourself, literally look at yourself in the mirror. This is an exercise that you can do, you know, on a daily basis to say, you know, to look, you get up in the morning or the afternoon, you look at yourself in your mirror, and you manifest the best person, you know, for that day. My journal, you know, and I'm trying not to give it all away, my journal helps you do that on a day-to-day basis. But also, if you can take it a step further by, I forget what it's called, the vision board. You can take it one step further and put your visions on. You can put your visions around your mirror as well. So if you want that new Maserati, you can put a picture of a Maserati on the mirror, you know, and picture yourself in it and just begin to manifest those, you know, manifest the things that you want, you know, as though they were. As they say, speak the things as though they were. And so that is what my book is about, what my journal is about. It's just really a guide of helping the person through whatever point in life they're in. You know, if they have to deal with childhood traumas, if they have to deal with grief, you know, it can even just help to, I'm trying to find the word to, I don't want to say accentuate, but it can help a person that already has, you know, high self-esteem just by them manifesting their, you know, their future, basically, like, you know, with the vision board.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Wayne?
So you have your journal out. So that project is completed. You have, like, what's next? Do you have anything else in the works or that you want to do?
So, yes, right now promoting my journal is the biggest, you know, thing right now on my plate. It's my first, you know, with your baby, you put more, your first child, of course, you do all the wrong things the first time, right? You know, if you guys have children, y'all understand what I'm saying. You do,
mm-hmm.
You go out and you just act a fool. You just buy everything, you do everything, and that's basically how this journal is, you know, this is my baby. This is the outpouring of my love and grief, like, all at once, and my encouragement to my sisters and brothers. So that being said, I am working on another book.
Mm-hmm.
However, the journal, yes, the journal right now is my biggest focus, my main focus, just trying to, you know, get people to leave little comments. And, of course, like tonight, being on the radio with you guys on your podcast, this was a big step, you know, and just letting people know that I'm here. And, I'm here, and you can talk.
Hello?
We just lost her.
We lost her.
Right, she'll call back. Yeah.
Yeah, call back. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's back. Yeah, here she is.
I have one of my little grandpups with me, so maybe her little booty just turned the phone off. Or her little tongue, she may have licked the phone, but it's okay. And I want to fix that so that doesn't happen again. But as I was saying, just really getting the name out, getting the manifestation mirror out. And really, the word manifestation, that is the biggest, you know, thing about my journal. You can manifest just about anything, you know. So this, getting that word out, you know, and not take it as, you know, as it's a witchcraft type of situation, because, no, manifestation was also in the Bible. It was, you know, it's also in the Sefer. So you can, you know, that word manifestation, it's in our religious text, you know, and in you're speaking. It's almost like, you know, it's like the sister or the cousin of faith. Because without faith, you know, faith is the substance of things not seen. What is it? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Manifestation is the cousin, you know, or the sister, because manifestation is seeing that thing and speaking that thing so it can come to fruition as well. So you can manifest, you can have faith, and I think they're one and the same. So, again, the journal is my biggest project right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I will add, after COVID, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to say after COVID, and what people, what the listeners don't know is because of COVID, I had to leave my behind the chair job. You know, I just can't work in the general public right now because of COVID. And, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I'm not sad about it. You know, I haven't missed one meal. But back on track. I do plan on hosting book signings and of having a book club at my church. We have book clubs every other month, depending on the books, you know, that we're in. Sometimes it takes 1 month, sometimes it takes 2 months. So, you know, those are on the table as well. Those,
okay.
Plan.
Okay. I like that. Let's get back to manifestation for just a second.
Yes.
Have you had any pushback from, because every manifestation isn't something everyone's used to saying, and believe it or not, and promoting your book, I'm learning that more and more people don't understand what manifestation is. Have you received any pushback or any, let's say, from the religious community or people who just don't know?
No, you know, I actually have received more support than, cool. you know, than I ever thought. You know, if you study the Bible, you know, and you know that God manifested himself to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to particular, you know, certain people like Moses, with the being the fire, you know, and I know this is not a Bible study, you know, situation, but just having that particular thought, you know, that God manifested mm-hmm. himself to Moses, you know, and I remember when they put the rod down and the snakes manifested. So that word manifestation is just simply to mean to bring to life. You know, that's basically it. You know, bringing things to life, speaking it
yep.
as though it was. You know, and you guys know these are the words that I manifest. Like, yo,
mm-hmm.
growing up.
Yeah.
Was it
yeah.
Rakim? They already knew.
Yeah.
But we didn't know
guru.
Because we were younger. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was that guru, see?
Yep.
That's, you know.
We had
so.
The same teacher.
Yes.
And that's,
same teacher. So thank you. See, I thought
yeah,
that was Rakim, and, you
know. Oh, Rakim, he dropped some manifestations in his rhymes. It's manifestation has always been something important to me. You know, it's like I changed my last name to Born Just. To Born is to manifest. So it's to bring
yeah.
forth into existence. So it's,
yeah.
you know, so it's near and dear to my heart. So when we first got together, he was telling me about the book, and I was like, oh, man, this is it right here.
Right.
But, yep, Queen, you got a question?
What advice? We always ask someone that's coming in, coming on to the show for any advice that they may give to people. You know, whether they'll be entrepreneurs or, I mean, that's kind of like the basis of your journal, but
yeah.
whether it's personal advice, business advice, we always ask to give a little, the best advice that someone may have given you that helped you get to where you are to make the decision to do what you had to do.
Okay. Well, I will start here. First and foremost, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you have to love you. You got to love you all the way. And remember that an idea, any idea, whether you want to be a performer, you know, a vocal performer, a singer, an actress, if you want to open up a store, you know, a salon, if you, you know, want to have a car dealership, just anything that because the approval was given as soon as the thought came to you. So I say that because I've backtracked a lot when, you know, my spiritual discernment, you know, or my I was led by the Spirit to do certain things, and I would, you know, I called, you know, and asked certain people and be like, what you think? What you think? You think I should do that? You know, and you want to have the confidence in, you know, in your circle, but sometimes that thing that's given to you is given just for you. Just for you. So that's what I say. Love yourself, you know, and when an idea or, you know, anything new comes to your mind, you know, pray over it. Write it down. Meditate over it. And begin to manifest when, because all the, what's crazy is we all know this. Everything will fall into place if it's meant. You know, there'll be no pushback. There'll be no gripe, you know, and that's even in relationships, y'all. You know, like, I'm trying not to even get into the relationship side, but that's, it's even in relationships as well, you know, because it just makes sense, doesn't it? It just makes sense. If you know, somebody knows you don't, if your girlfriend knows she don't like, if your girlfriend knows that you don't like peas and rice and she constantly making peas and rice, then that might not be the one for you. I know that's superficial, but, you know, you just got to think, you know, is, oh, no. So, you just got to think if, you know, if certain things are happening, you know, that is against what you want, you have to think, I apologize, you have to think, is that what you want, you know, and you gotta ask yourself, do you want to be in a constant battle? You know, why would you put yourself in a battle? That I don't believe that we were put here on the earth to be in battles all the time. You know, I don't believe that.
Yeah, definitely understand that. Back to the book real quick. Now that we got an understanding of the manifestation from your perspective, when did manifesting become important to you? Was it like, when did it really hit you that this is what I need to do for my own healing?
When my daughter, you know, and I talk about my children, but when my daughter, you know, who I don't, she's, you know how they say she's made, you know, made, I'm made in God's image. But when my daughter, who is flesh of my flesh and blood of my blood, you know, came to me as a young woman and she looked at me and she had this look of concern on her face. And she was just like, Mom, I was still mourning. I was still grieving. And she was, you know, she really looked at me and I saw the fear in her eyes. You know, she's like, Mom, you just look so sick. You know, can you eat? You know, will you eat? You know, and I had to stop and think to myself, well, why am I not eating? You know, my husband's gone. Me not eating is not going to bring him back, you know. And so I had to begin to tell myself, you know, you got to heal. You have to heal. You have to live. You got to live. And, you know, just seeing my daughter's face and hearing that, you know, concern in her voice. And I tell you, you guys, you when you look at your children's face and you hear their voice and you can hear the concern that they have, it'll change you, you know. And it wasn't just her. It was my oldest son as well, you know. And, you know, it was all of my children, but those two at the time, that concern that they had, you know, it made me stop and say, it's time for you to start, you know, you gotta talk, you gotta speak life to yourself. Today I'm not depressed. Today I'm gonna eat. Today I'm gonna eat. Today I'm gonna eat something, you know. Today I'm gonna, you know, take a walk. Like, you know, I had to do those things to bring myself out of where I was going. So that's when the manifestation really, for me, began to kick in, you know, and that's just honest to goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our kids do it.
Yes. And I'll tell you guys something really quick. When I was, you know, younger, before, well, I think my daughter was two, maybe three years old. No, she was three. And I don't know if Hakeem knows about PPMD, which is the worst form of PMS. And we have, I have fibroadenomatous cysts, and I was in constant pain. And to treat that pain, they give you Zoloft or Wellbutrin. And those are antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember taking this Zoloft, this little, the you know, remember the little Sad Rock? I remember taking that Zoloft, and I was down for literally 2.5 weeks where my family didn't know what to do. And I wasn't depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I was dealing with other, you know, I was dealing with hormonal issues. And so I'll tell you, my daughter came in the room and she said she was hungry and she wanted me to cook her something to eat. You know, so that's another time I just, you know, and I tried to get up and I still couldn't, but just her saying that, I stopped. I stopped taking the Zoloft and, you know, here I am today. I didn't need it. You know, I didn't need it. Here I am. I'm healed. You know, I'm healed and I was able to, you know, again, you know, write Manifestation Mirror and I'm here to help other women, you know, go through their grief of losing a spouse or losing themselves. I mean, ugh, the list can go on and on and on.
Well, you just made my segue for me. In regards to the healing aspect of this process, how important is it for the person to be very, very involved in the self-healing process, not just go see a therapist, not just take pills, not just, you know, because sometimes we go through a traumatic experience and we just coast, right? We're just surviving.
Yep.
We're not truly living. So could you speak a little bit of why it's so important for the majority or if not all the healing to come from within?
Ooh, MG. Listen, if
Sorry.
You didn't know, if you didn't know, okay, so to the listeners, if you didn't know, stress, depressed, those things begin to undo healthy things within your body, okay?
Mm.
Stressing out, being depressed, you know, will make you have health issues. You know, you can't have that fine body, you know, if your brain is crazy, you know, because you're not going to act right. You're not going to process what you need to process the proper way. So self-healing and knowing your self-worth is so important. And I'm trying to put it into words because if you don't know what your worth is, your self-worth is, everybody's going to treat you the way that you portray yourself, you know. So if I'm a dime, you know, if I come out, I act like a dime, they're going to treat me like that dime every single time. But if I come out like $100 and I walk a little different and I talk a little different and on top of that I fold, I don't jingle, they're going to treat me differently. Because the value has gone up from being, you know, some change to, you know, a bill, basically. So to paper, you know, or what we'll say notes, to be in the note. But people will treat you the exact way that you portray yourself. And guess what? Don't be fooled by... You put on, you know, you get your hair done, you get your nails done, you got makeup on, you know, your body, you know, you got your Spanx on, you got all this outer stuff going on, and you think that the spirit don't know the other spirit. You will still get treated the same exact way if that is how you are on the inside. I have lived it, and I'm here to tell you guys that that's how you get treated, okay? If you don't know your self-worth, people will treat you that way, and people won't know your worth. Well, people will know your worth, and they'll treat you like I said, like you act, but, you know, just know.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that it's important. It's important to first love yourself, and I said that, you know, earlier. You have to love you.
Yeah.
I was going to quote RuPaul because I love his show, you know, and they say, if you don't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? And I say, yeah, you know, I mean, that'll preach.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because I'm just going to speak from personal experiences. You know, being that depressed person who deals with anxiety and all the other mental cuckooisms that I have in me, I found myself in my past life along with others who were going through things. Could you, we tend to have toxic people in our lives. Could you just touch on really quick how important it is to not have that when you're in the healing process, that discernment you spoke of earlier?
Yes. Now, you are speaking on the sense of being around other people or your body picks up. When your spirit picks up, okay.
Yeah, like you're trying to heal and get yourself together, but you got that toxic sister, cousin, or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
Right. You have to. You guys remember Whitney Houston, right? And you know the song where she say, "I'm going to run to you." You know,
mm-hmm.
You need to run away. You need to run and go the other way. You need to get yourself to yourself. Again, the manifestation mirror, looking in the mirror is the hardest thing that you can do, okay, for yourself. It's for you. This healing is for you. Your success and any ideas that has been put into your divine, you know, thought, into your divine soul, you have to separate yourself, you have to write it out, and you have to make those, you know, make that plan happen. You have to separate. It's kind of like if I wore an all-white suit, right, and I went down to, you know, the park, right, and I sat down in the grass. You know, that grass stain is going to stay on that white. No matter how much I try to get the grass stain out, and no matter how much Tide and the rest of them, I take that back, but no matter how much they say that they can get all the stains out, that grass, that green little tinge, is going to still be in my white clothes. Okay? That being said, why would I go back to the park in white? Why wouldn't I, you know, change myself, make myself stronger, and go in attire that's appropriate for the park and be ready? You know, why not bring a blanket, you know, and put the blanket down and then sit down? You know, so that's the protection. That's how you gotta really, you know, you really have to see yourself in such a way that you are important. You know, you are the most important thing to you. And I know it sounds selfish, but you have to be selfish in order to be selfish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we have a call.
Queen. I hear Queen saying, I just want to be
right.
Because Queen said, Now, is it protocol for the guest to say,
what are you thinking, Queen? Because I hear you over there.
I'm just saying. I mean, powerful words. That's something people need to hear. And they need to live by. They need to understand. You know, because sometimes in life, when we're trying to be on a certain path, and it was hard for us to get to a place where we're pushing ourselves to do something, and then you have outside interference from the people that are supposed to be there to uplift you and help and assist and, you know, cheer you on, and they're part of the problem. You got to sit down and have that conversation with yourself and be like, okay, I love this person, but, or this person is family or whatever, but I have to remove myself for, you know, sometimes a minute, sometimes forever, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
But because now, like you said, you got to be selfish and focus on you, because there's a lot of time the people that are there for everyone else, the second that they need to do something for them, they don't have that same support. And the second that they decide to be selfish, it's a problem. But it's okay. It's okay for everybody else to have a problem with it, because now it's time for you to focus on you. Because if you're no good, how can you be some good to the people around you? You helping and being there for others should not be deteriorating you, should not be, you know, bringing you down or causing, you shouldn't be contributing to your own unhappiness by trying to be there for everyone else. Just, you know, it's that thing where if you're giving, 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 and nothing is being poured into, then you're going to end up empty.
Yeah.
You know. So it has to be a give and take. When you talking, I'm over here like, I can't, where's the tambourines at? I mean,
gotta add those sound effects.
Okay. It's coming. Manifested. It's coming.
Yes. You ladies ready for a first question of the night? We got a caller who's been waiting.
Yes. Absolutely.
Hello, caller. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Hello. Say it again.
Who are we speaking to tonight?
This is Nazia. Hey, Queen. Hey, Hakim. Hi, Miss Shay Peterson.
Hey, Nazia.
Hi, Nazia.
Hey,
how's everybody tonight?
We're doing good. I feel like we got a powerhouse. We have some powerhouses on the line right now.
I've been excited about you coming on ever since I started following you, Miss Peterson. I love your title of your book. I did see your promo, and I thought that was powerful. I was inspired by your story. And I have a few questions that, listening to you, I wanted to ask, if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
So I'm glad that you mentioned about manifestation being a part of, you know, the Bible, because so many people, when they hear manifestation, they think you're talking about some voodoo stuff, right? And, you know, I grew up in church, and so I understand that, you know, and the Bible says that faith without works is dead. And the Bible also says that, you know, speak those things as though they be as if they were, you know, be not as if they were. And that's all that manifestation is. So I'm glad that you touched on that. The question that I have, two questions I have for you are, do you have a writing ritual or routine? And if so, what is it?
So this is going to be funny because I am a spiritual being. Let's say that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the Most High, and I believe in the Creator, and I don't want people to misconstrue, you know, my faith, you know, because I do. I believe in God. And I also know that, you know, when you were born, it's important, because if it wasn't, it wouldn't have been denoted in the Bible either. When Jesus was born, All right, so I'm gonna go from there. I'm gonna leave that there for the people, you know, for the Savior, you know, for them to do their research on that. And it wouldn't have been mentioned. I'll just say what was taken on in the heavenly, in the celestial reign, okay, or the celestial. I'll leave that word there. You know, they wouldn't tell us which star was out. You know, when they were telling us, you know, our culture. So I'm about to, oh geez, I'm about to spark a lot of flames, maybe some fire.
Nope, let them go.
But
let
you know,
go.
We have to be educated. We have to know
absolutely
who we are.
Absolutely.
We have to know. If you don't know who you are, then what I'm saying to you could throw you out of what your beliefs are. And I'm gonna stop there. And I need to answer your question, Nazia. My writing rituals, so first and foremost, me, right now I'm writing my book. That consists of me literally taking my cell phone out and going to my Google Doc and dictating my thoughts at that time, because this book is difficult, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing it nonetheless. That is the book. Now, when I'm angry or I'm upset, and even when I'm elated, because I experience all of these, and we all do, I sit down and I write. I'm not going to sit up and tell the listeners that I write every single day, because I do not. I write when it is important. I write when I dream. I write when I'm inspired. You know, so, you know, and that's the truth. That's the truth of the matter. As far as me writing, just the other day I was coming home and it was hazy outside. The sun was out, but it was haze. And I said, the sun is still shining in the haze. Oh, how you long for better days. The sorrow that's within, you know, it's taking it in. So I literally, you know, that was my inspiration. I saw the sun that was still shining even though it was hazy outside. The sun still exists when it's cloudy, when it's hazy. When we don't see it, the sun is still there. So, you know, anyway, that's a whole nother. That's my truth.
That's my truth.
Right. But that is how I write. That's my writing ritual. Now, when it came to the manifestation mirror and me actually doing what was in my journal, I sat and I did that. I did it step by step. So, you know, like how I felt that day. That was when I was younger. You know, when we were younger, when we were teenagers, we had a story every day. You know, I went to school today. You know, I lost my cool points because I fell on the steps, you know. But as you get older, your time changes. And your maturity changes. So you're not going to write every day and every night. You know, and those that do, I commend you, but that's not me. Okay, and I don't feel no type of way. And don't anyone else feel any type of way. Like I said, I write when I'm elated, inspired, when I'm down, when I'm angry. You know, I write.
Cool.
Man. And my last question is, so many people get frustrated when they're manifesting and they don't see it coming to fruition. So what would you suggest for a person who is manifesting, either they're, you know, speaking it, they're, you know, writing it, you know, whatever, they're imagining themselves in whatever, you know, their manifestation is, and they don't yet see it coming to fruition? What advice would you give them about their manifestation?
You have to ask the Most High to release it.
Mm-hmm.
You're manifesting it, and you've been manifesting it, and you don't see anything coming to fruition. Check you and ask the Creator to release it. And, again, check you. Make sure that you are ready. Because let me tell you, the universe is not going to release something that you're not ready for.
And there it is.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Have
so
a good
true.
Night,
very true.
You as
Besides, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good, great questions. Great questions.
Yep.
Yes, very great questions, Nadia, and I do appreciate her, you know, following. Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Those were good questions.
Yes, yeah. The sun never stops shining. I love that. It's something that I put into my own wisdom and my own personal practices throughout my lifetime. You know, we have to keep that in mind. You know. So, what is as we wind the show down, we wanted to just touch base a little bit more on what's next for you. What could we look out for? What could we be expecting? Hopefully as COVID leaves us and the world starts to open back up, what can we look forward to for 2021?
2021 is come, you know, it's here. I was going to say it's coming. It's here. We full grown. Again, book signing. You can book me for a private book party. But I cannot do over 10 people. And so, that's available. And we can do a virtual book party. So I just haven't, you know, sat still long enough to make myself available. And, you know, Hakeem, you know my schedule a little more a little more than, you know, most. And so, you know, that's it. You know, people, you know, they don't know what's going on in your life. And right now I'm not going to divulge what's going on, but you know, again, I've stepped back and I've stepped back away from people and, you know, places and things, and I'm repositioning myself. But you know, the manifestation mirror is, you know, is coming. It's coming to a bookstore near you. I should say a book club near you, you know, a church, you know, a hall near you. I give a shout out to my first lady. She doesn't like to be called that, but my pastors, they're co-pastors. And if it's okay for me to say their names, I will. Pastor Brian and Gwen Thompson of Empowerment Church, because I always get on and I be like, EC, you know, like Kirk Franklin. But anyways, they are so supportive of all of their parishioners. And, you know, my book is a part of the book club. I burned, I let out the bag. I let it out the bag. Oh, it was like it wasn't the birth. It was like the baby shower. At our woman's tea. And I let them know that I had written the book or the journal. And we did a little presentation there. And, you know, the women were able the women were able to also, why am I having a brain fart? The women were able to, you know, take the mirror and actually do the, you know, manifest to themselves and just really look at themselves for, I think I asked them to do it for like a minute, to really look at themselves and really say, you know, the activity, to really say something back to themselves, you know, that was, you know, instead of looking at themselves and tearing themselves down, really talk, speak life into themselves. And so, again, I give, you know, as they say, big up, shout out to Empowerment Church here, you know, in Pensacola, Florida. And, again, I really appreciate my teaching. I appreciate my pastor. And I appreciate their support.
That is awesome.
So, yeah, basically that's it.
Okay. So can you let everyone know how to get in contact with you, like your social media information, business information, whatever they can connect with you and also purchase your journal.
Yes. So there are, I'm on Shay Peterson. Is it underscore? Let me, because I know that sounds terrible that I'm asking. Because I did two pages and I had to recreate a page. So
You're talking about on Instagram?
Yes, my Instagram.
It's Shay Peterson.
Okay, so it's Shay.Peterson on IG.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. on... And if you wanted to follow me personally, yeah, you know, you have to be approved. It's Oshie Platinum. That was my business page for Platinum Hair Design Studio, which, again, I just told you guys I had to retire from.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also follow me on Facebook at Shay Peterson on Facebook, all one word. And that's my public figure page. Let me make absolute certain that is the actual, how to follow me, because I know that Facebook gives it's Manifest Me 2020, Shay Peterson at Manifest Me 2020 on Facebook. And you can shoot me an email, guys. Y'all can shoot me an email at shaypeterson95@gmail.com. I will answer your email. I will answer your personal questions. You guys can leave me messages, and they will be answered. Your questions and concerns and your healing is important to me. God allowed me to write this journal, and he's allowed me this platform, so I'm open. You know, I'm here. I'm waiting. I would love to help some of you ladies and men through your traumas, you know, to be healed. Because
mm-hmm.
it's nothing like walking around sore. It's nothing like it. It's sick.
Right.
Well, you just described me to a T. Thank you so much.
Yes, hard-headed.
I need about four
hard-headed.
Of them books. I'm gonna burn through that journal in 2 days flat.
Okay.
I'm gonna need another one.
Can I just say something about my journal real quick? Because I know we're getting ready to get off. The beautiful thing about this is the mirror. The mirror. Just looking at the mirror, guys. If you just look at yourself like face to face. Remember when they used to say, if you look into a cat's eyes, you can see your soul or whatever. But if you literally mm-hmm. stand in front of the mirror, it's just something. It's something about looking at your reflection. I'm telling you guys, it's healing. It is scary, you know, because you start seeing things that you don't want to see. But those things that you can see, you can actually call them out, and you can heal from it. You can heal from it, totally. So that was it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Great. All right.
All right, Queen.
Okay.
It's about that time.
Okay. I want to thank our guest, Shay Peterson. Love the segment. Very informative information. Make sure you guys go follow her on her social medias, contact her, and purchase. Support. Also want to thank Hakim for bringing her to the show. A good fit, as always. I'm looking at Hakim's vision here. Thank all the people who listened in. Thanks for the call in. Always a pleasure. Any last words before I sign off, Hakim?
Thank you so much, Shay Peterson. We will definitely have you back on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Looking forward to see what's next. You know, and appreciate you for coming on. So that concludes, unfortunately, I wish we had more time, but that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.